out are Gilliard, Polk, and Watkins. Again, they're making progress. They're not there yet. McCoy practiced today as a partial, so he was able to do some things, feeling better. He had the flu and a little chest cold mixed in with it. But he's doing well. So we look forward to the challenge of playing the Dallas Cowboys. And I look forward to bringing him into Lincoln Financial Field, which is a tough place to play for opponents and in front of our fans. And our goal is to give our fans something to cheer about. And we appreciate their support. Time's yours.
How big a challenge is it for Demetrius going back over on the left side and facing DeMarcus?
Listen, that's his – well, DeMarcus flops side. So, but that's his natural side. That's where he's played the most and where he's most comfortable. So, but listen, anytime you have an opportunity to play DeMarcus Ware, you're talking about one of the best defensive ends in the National Football League. And so you got to be on your A game. We've got a lot of respect for him.
How close is Shady to 100%?
He's getting there. He looked pretty good today, actually. Yeah, he looked okay. But we're just kind of easing him back in. Still got a little bit of a cough in that, but he's getting there.
Is his conditioning definitely
going by? You're far enough along the season. I mean, that's he'll be fine there.
Wendy, how much of a challenge are you? Your two nickel linebackers are not, they haven't gone up against Jason Witten either ever or a lot. And Michael. So defending him, how important is it?
Again, you're talking about one of the better tight ends in this league. So you got to make sure that you put in the time to study him when you don't have an opportunity to play him or have played him. So you study him, and then you know what coverages you've got called against him, and you've got to play the right technique.
You guys did a good job on him last year with Nnamdi on him. Nnamdi hasn't really covered the tight ends this year. Is it safe to say Nnamdi's on the outside, or is it possible that he can move inside?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I can't, It's a good question. I just can't answer those things right now.
Thanks for that.
I mean,
what do you see from a confidence standpoint from your O-line? I mean, it's been a tough little stretch. You got a lot of new guys in there who haven't played a lot. How they handle it?
Listen, they're working their tail off, and they know they've got a big assignment this week. So I'm expecting them to step in and play and do the best possible job they can do. But they've got the right attitude to do it.
Do you have to kind of change things up a little bit for Michael to kind of buy him some more time back there?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, we've got to buy him time no matter what. I mean, that's the goal here. So, again, I can't answer all those things other than, we'll see how it goes on Sunday.
How was practice this week?
The guys were upbeat. They were into it. They worked hard. So,
Andy, is the preparation for the division games, is that a little bit easier from the standpoint of you have a comfort level to begin with? Can you talk about that?
Well, listen, I think both teams know each other and what they're about, although both teams have a couple additions here and there. Dallas has got their secondary that they've retooled a bit. So, but I think scheme-wise, you kind of know each other, and now it's important that you go out and you execute.
Kind of red zone drills. Was there more this week, or did you change anything in terms of red zone drills during the practice?
No.
And tackling? Was there more stress as you mentioned?
Yeah, just you guys were out there for that. But, I mean, the fundamentals that you work on are important in tackling. And so we've done, we worked on that, and we've done that for the last few days.
See, being this kind of situation, both you and Dallas are 3-5 at this point in the season. Is that kind of a little bit strange, I guess?
Well, I mean, that's the way you're thinking optimistically when you come in the season, that you wouldn't be 3-5 at this point. So, but we are, and now it's important that we work to change that.